Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, welcome into the Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. 27-9, the Rams beat the Saints. Nonetheless, we're going to have a good time at our new home for the Point After, Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road near LaBar Road. It's a family-style restaurant serving up huge slices of pizza, ice-cold draft and bottled beer, daiquiris, and delicious sides, 10 TVs, outdoor dining, lots of space, family-friendly. We're excited to be here for the Point After, our new home during Saints football for the Point After. Bobby, I know you're pumped as well. The pizza here is gigantic. 30-inch pizza, they are the home of the 30-inch pizza. And if you get one slice, you probably won't finish it. You'll be taking it home with you.
Yeah, you got to have, just to go box because I tell you what, you're not going to say like, where's the beef or where's the pizza? No, the pizza is here, and you will not go away hungry. You can have a little lanyard, and you can heat it up and eat it tomorrow, whatever. Now, I'm not saying you can't finish it, but you're going to have that much pizza, and you're going to take pizza to go because they don't cut anything short. Kristen, speaking of short, no, I look at the
the box can cover me. For sure.
Yeah, the box can kind of cover Christian.
I'm 5'6",
and I think it is so big. The pizza is so big that it would kind of dominate at least half of you, right?
For sure. You know what else they're doing here at the new home of the Point After, Fat Boys Pizza? So if you wear a Saints jersey, you get a free 12-ounce draft beer. Same thing with LSU. Come in here during game day.
During game day.
You come in here, get a free 12-ounce draft beer.
So if you're representing, you got a LSU jersey during an LSU game or a Saints game, and you got a Saints jersey, you get a free beer. I mean, who's against that, right?
That's right. We'll be here till 9 tonight, and stick around. You can also come out and watch NFL Sunday Night Football, where the Philadelphia Eagles play those Dirty Birds, the Atlanta Falcons. The Saints now 1-1. They fall 27-9, Bobby. And a lot of folks might want to focus on the idea of that call where it was a scoop and score it was ruled an incomplete pass, and that did have an impact in that game, in that particular moment. But in the game, when you commit 11 penalties, a couple of drops, some silly mistakes, poor tackling, that's what lost you the game, not the officials.
Well, I think even with Drew Brees now, I think Drew's could end up making more throws, but like Sean Payton said, we got our behind whipped up front. I mean, every offensive lineman got called for a holding penalty or something. And now this is like old school, new school. It's just reality. If you have 9 or more penalties or you have 100 yards, and we had 11 for 87, so not quite 100 yards, that's basically a touchdown. So I don't know. We lost 27-9. So do we lose 20-9? Then you might say, well, we got ripped off with the scoop and score with Cam Jordan, because that was monumental. You look at the 10-point swing, what occurred there. And the officials, you got to get it right. You got to get it right because they had emphasized this. They're going to let the play itself out and not blow the whistle early.
That's how they're taught to handle that play.
Yeah, the game happened so fast that if it's close, you just let the play out. Now, you can review it and says, no, he had the ball in his hands and he was going forward. So then you say incomplete pass. But you don't blow the play dead. You do not blow the play dead.
Because you can always bring it back.
Yes. And say it does not count. The bottom line, Christian, say it does not count, and that was not the case. Because look at the game. It was like old school defensive game. Because you look at it like 6-3. The Saints would have had the lead. The only thing I know, and to show you the type of team that the Rams are, Christian, Sean McVay, young coach, you know what? Do you know when they're winning at halftime, the Rams have never lost? Okay, I'm going to say that again. They are now 20-0 if the Rams are winning at halftime under Coach McVay. They did not lose. So that's why we needed all the help we could get, considering Drew Brees is not, you know, part of the mix. If you look at Saints-Rams history, it's now Listen, we played the Falcons. We played when the Falcons come about. That's going to be 100 games. We played the 49ers 75. So now, looking at playing the Rams 75 times, they're up 42-33. But Sean Payton has not had the Rams number. We talk about Sean Payton being extended as a Saints coach, and I think that's the right thing going forward with Ms. Gail Benson and the Saints organization. But, you know, Sean Payton has played the Rams 9 times. How many times do you think he won? 3. He's lost 6 times since 2006, and he's lost 6 times. He's won 3 and lost 6. So it's been kind of a thorn in his side as far as playing the Rams. Now, this is another negative stat that the last time the Saints beat the Rams in the L.A. Coliseum, 1979. We got a few old farts out here, and he got some young ones and all that, but the last time the Saints won in the Coliseum, Drew Brees was 11 months old. Do you know he was the only Saints player that was alive. Everybody, they weren't even born. So here's Drew Brees, 11 months old. So the L.A. Coliseum has not been good to the New Orleans Saints, considering last time we won there was 1979. But when I look at what occurred, is that to me, not good third down offense. We were 4-13, 31%. I thought we played winning football overall defensively at times. They were only 38%, 5-13. I thought we'd have to be plus one to win the turnover margin. We ended up being 0, so that was not the case. But I think the penalties truly screwed us. I thought usually you win, even though a team's moving the ball. The Rams were 3-6, 50% in the red zone. So if you force in field goals, that's a good thing. It's not like they went the red zone 6 times and they got 6 touchdowns. No, they were 3-6, and we did not come out on top. Now, to me, it just shows you the significance of Drew Brees on this team and how we depend on him. Because I look at our defense, I would say that's a winning formula. They ran the ball 30 times, had a 3.8 average. In this day and age, when you allow under 4 yards a carry, I think you're getting it done. But, you know, again, what reflects on our offensive line winning up front, Christian. Now, you might say, well, we got to run 30 times. I don't know. We ran 20 times. We averaged 2.9. What? 2.9 yards. We got freaking jacked up. We got stuffed.
Sean Payton always takes the approach of, if the offensive line isn't run blocking well, he's not going to just pound his head against the wall. He's just not. Well, they've got to earn a lot of those running plays.
We got whooped up front, and it's very humbling. And sometimes it's hard to be humbled. I'm never worried about Cam Jordan. A lot of times Cam Jordan was held and they're not calling the penalty. Cam Jordan had a sack. He was second in tackles. Eli Apple ended up having 7, but he leaves a lot to be desired sometimes in pass coverage. But tackle for a loss, quarterback hurry. But it's not too many stars. You know how you go to class in elementary school and all of a sudden to make a kid feel good, you put a star on their test or something. Because, like great effort. Or you did good. I'm never worried about Cam Jordan. I'm worried about all the other cats and what they're going to do defensively. I thought Davenport, Davenport ended up with a sack, tackle for loss, 3 quarterback hurries. But overall, not enough to be disruptive when all said and done. You know who did not show up? Come on, we're supposed to have a shutdown corner, Lattimore. I don't know. But what the hell Lattimore did? I mean, could he guard Cooper Kupp?
Nope.
I mean, Cooper Kupp.
He put him on skates. I mean,
he had 5 receptions for 120 yards, average 24 yards a reception. Oh, Brandon Cooks. I think he was a Saints player, and I got to give Brandon Cooks a lot of credit.
I got to step in here real quick.
Was that?
So Drew Brees is going to see a hand specialist.
Because his thumb?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even talk about Drew Brees.
That's not good.
No, listen, I've had a jacked up thumb before. People might say, oh, it's your thumb. Just go play. It's your thumb. Or like it's your big toe. If your big toe's hurting, you can't run. If you, especially a skilled player, you're trying to push off. Like your thumb, okay? You know, if you're playing on the line, you cast it up, whatever. But if it's your thumb and you got to throw the ball, it's not his left thumb, right thumb, because he's following through. Listen, you don't think Aaron Donald had an impact on the game?
Sure he did.
Andrews, Pete, whoever
he,
it might
be. He'd
be
Wolford. He'd be Pete.
You know who had a poor game? Well, Larry Wolford.
He sure did.
Larry Wolford had a poor game considering he's a Pro Bowl caliber type guard, but he did not do too good. He didn't play well. I think Clapp, it is what it is. He's just trying to survive and get it done. But no, even Armstead, there was nobody that they would use this in their retirement highlight reel. And, you know, show all their family members and yeah. This is what I did. No, the offensive line, and you got to give credit to the Rams because man-to-man, LSU fans know about Michael Brockers. He even got back there. So that was a game that I always brag about our offensive line. Oh, I'm not bragging about them after this game because they got their butt kicked against the Rams on the line.
Another takeaway I have, Bobby, is Sean Payton saying that we're going to make sure we have the right guys on the field. He's telling you somebody might lose their job. Their starting spot.
Well, Christian, you might have some inside scoop on that, but I mean, the bottom line is it's all about what have you done for me lately. It's all about performance. I thought this was a wash when we talked about the punters, and they both had maybe a couple of punts that they would want back. That'd be Marstead or Hecker. And I'm looking at Harris. He had 11.3-yard average. He had a long gain of 19. But then Natson had a 21-yard average, but he had that 32-long gain. So to me, that was a wash. Both punt coverage units maybe didn't get the job done as far as when you're flipping the field and field position. The one player that totally discouraged me because he had opportunity, maybe if he'd have played the whole game, with Drew Brees, it might have been better. Jerry Cook, the tight end. He got targeted 7 times. We'd say he's probably going to be targeted 7 to 10 times against the Texans. He got targeted 3 times, I think, off the top of my head, 3 catches. But only 2 receptions for 25 yards. I would say out of those 7 targets, I want to say he had a couple of drops.
Yep, and he had a penalty.
Yeah. And the penalties is like you cannot shoot yourself in the foot. But what happened before halftime, you truly cannot make that call and let that go against the Saints, considering where they're at right now, because to me, it's 3-3 at the time. The ball bounces our way. You got to have luck sometimes. Cam Jordan, we should have been up 10-3. I'm not saying we'd have won. But it just seems like the momentum, we'd have been a lot better shape to have a chance to win.
The biggest thing is there's no accountability for officials. That's the thing. They're just going to issue a statement. Yeah, we got it. We got the rule wrong and move on. And I think fans are tired of that. We're tired of not just Saints fans. NFL fans are tired of seeing so much on the line, the players working so hard, the coaches working so hard, and then to have something like this impact a game. It can't happen at the professional level. At this point, with an industry that's worth billions and unbelievable technology. There's no reason, and this is a rules application. This isn't a judgment call. This is a rules application. Once again, they are taught to not blow that play dead, let it play out, and then go back and reverse it if you need to by video review.
That's the key. You got to swallow that whistle. You got an official that all of a sudden, because there's quick reaction, don't blow the play dead.
Yeah.
Let itself play itself out. So, in other words, was he possessing the ball and then he was following through and it was incomplete pass? Or was he fumbled, then he followed through? That's why you cannot blow the whistle. They gave the Saints the ball. Hell with the ball. We wanted a damn touchdown. Because Scoop had scored, the ball was going to bounce and bounced in Cam Jordan's hands. All of a sudden, you're on the road. The Houdat Nation were up 10-3. Still, it's not like we lost by a touchdown or a field goal, because I thought the second half they took it to us. But the momentum going into halftime, that can make all the difference.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees said in his postgame press conference he hurt his thumb on the pass attempt to Jared Cook and that the hit by Aaron Donald. It says he's seeing a hand specialist in L.A. today, adds he's concerned that it could be significant.
Well, I had that before, a hand special. I didn't even know they had a hand special. I just like he'd take that thing up. I don't know. To me, old school, you don't went back in the game. I'm not like how they are today, but I'm like, man, whatever. I'm not going to elaborate on that because listen.
You got to go. You don't need to elaborate.
No, I am going to elaborate, down the road.
Okay.
But to me, that thumb, come on.
It's a huge appendage.
You got to get a shot or something. You got to move on, tape it up. You got to go.
2565 Metairie Road near LeBar Road is where you can find us. Fat Boys Pizza, our new home for the Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back here at our new home, Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road. Easy to get to. Coming from Airline, you go down North LeBar, or near LeBar Road, or right up Metairie Road, or right off the interstate. Our new home, Fat Boys Pizza. The Saints fall 27-9 today to the Los Angeles Rams. I'm looking ahead to next week. Want to get this one over. But Aaron Donald pretty much was a game wrecker at times.
Well, Aaron Donald's a bitch. I mean, and what I mean by that, you can't freaking block him. If he really wants to go, there's no one man in the NFL that could truly handle him in an NFL game. Now you got to, hit him from different angles, center, guard, or depending on guard-tackle combinations. But when I look at Aaron Donald, I mean, Christian, Andrews Pete would just be like, God, I'm trying to block him. I hope I can block him. Okay, now you look at McCoy going in there. Well, I'm trying to go by what I see on film to get the job done. But he's just so disruptive. The thing I'm disappointed in is Wolford.
Yep.
Here's an offensive lineman that we're counting on and that he did not have the banner game that we would need against a team like the Rams. I mean, Aaron Donald, it wasn't by chance that he was NFL Defensive Player of the Year the past two seasons. Not one season, back-to-back seasons. Now, you look at the ebb and flow, we might handle him now and then. If you look at week 9 last season, we did not allow a sack against him, and then also in the NFC championship game. But he also recorded 7 quarterback hits, including 4 in the postseason. So he still made his presence felt.
Sure.
Well, hell yeah, he hit Drew Brees following through. He made his presence felt.
That's why Drew Brees is seeing a hand specialist.
With Drew Brees with his thumb. When you're following through. So you look tackles for a loss, quarterback hurries. Aaron Donald, I'm telling you, the impact he has on the modern game, and I'm being objective about this, is the same influence as Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White. And I played against Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White. I just know the respect that other players have going against Aaron Donald and what they think. Now, listen, I wish he was on the Saints. I mean, but Aaron Donald is that dominant. Even when you think, well, look at the stat line.
He beats double teams regularly.
I think he's even more impactful because it's at the point of attack than a J.J. Watt. You know, J.J. Watt's coming off the edge. You can chip him and all that. But when it's coming right up the middle and you're trying to step up in the pocket as a quarterback, Aaron Donald is that cat. Listen. Sheldon Rankins, when he comes back, could be unbelievable and get the job done. But Aaron Donald could even be in a different level. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's the elite of the elite.
There's nobody better on the interior.
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
Not walking this
and,
earth.
And that right now in the NFL, what he brings to the table. So I actually think he's underpaid with the Rams, considering his influence.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees injured his thumb in the 27-9 loss to the Rams. You heard Bobby talking about Aaron Donald unintentionally colliding with Drew Brees on a pass to Jared Cook. His hand collided, and here is Saints quarterback Drew Brees talking about that very injury. Yeah, right. Nonetheless, there's Saints quarterback Drew Brees injuring his thumb. He said he is concerned. That's a concerning thing to hear from number 9. He will see a hand specialist today in Los Angeles.
And I think he is being honest. He's being objective.
Yep.
There's different levels of injury. You know, you could throw the ball, your index finger, your ring finger, whatever, and you hit it against a helmet. And then all of a sudden you could pop it back in place. But your thumb, if you're throwing a football, I'm about to say throwing.
I know.
Without pronouncing the T-H.
Towing. Yeah.
When you're throwing a football, And listen, come on. You don't think I know that? Your hand, your thumb is as important as anything on your hand. It's like your big toe if you're trying to run. Your thumb on your hand is the utmost important when you're trying to grab a football and to follow through. Now, if it's something that you can sustain the pain and all, but if you got ligament damage and you have weakness there, that ain't good. I'm telling you, that ain't good. I'm not trying to discourage the Houdat Nation, but right now we've been fortunate so far that Drew Brees has been healthy, and hopefully that's the case going against the Seahawks, because this is like weather the storm. Can you come out again? Now we 1-1. You're playing at Seattle. You got the Cowgirls coming to town. Listen, somehow can we be 2-2? Can we now be 3-1? Beat Seattle, beat Dallas. Come on, Teddy Bridgewater. You're getting paid freaking millions of dollars. Step up, be the leader, get the offense going, and not necessarily you got to tell the offensive line, come on, you got to help me. You got to be that vocal leader and be more passionate, to be more upbeat, to get them going and not be lethargic.
Our new home for the point after, Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road near LaBar Road. Size matters. It's the point after here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Our new home for the point after, Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road near LaBar Road. The Saints fall 27-9 to the Los Angeles Rams. It's a family-style restaurant serving up huge slices of pizza, ice-cold draft, and bottled beer, daiquiris, and delicious sides. 10 TVs, got outdoor dining, lots of space to come enjoy, great food along with myself and Bobby during our broadcast this evening until 9 o'clock tonight, watching Eagles and Falcons, also rehashing the Saints and Rams loss. And if you're just joining us, Drew Brees has suffered a thumb injury that he says he's concerned with. What you got, Bobby?
You know who was a fat boy, or I should say a big boy, stepping up? I thought Tre'Quan Smith. The yards after the catch, because, boy, when you think about that, didn't Ted Ginn Jr. get hurt early in the game?
I don't think so.
You're
thinking of Keith Kirkwood in warm-ups getting a scratch because of a hamstring, and then Tre'Quan Smith hurting his ankle.
Touch your toes or do whatever. You can't be getting hurt in a warm-up. Are you freaking kidding me?
Well, I mean, he might have tweaked his hamstring.
Christian, I don't know. I mean, how are you running your life and what are you doing? I guarantee you that irks Sean Payton right then. What? Are we counting on you? But the point being, Tre'Quan Smith.
And it was after, they turned in their inactives. So that makes it even worse. But go ahead about
Tre'Quan. Hello. But Tre'Quan, 3 targets, 3 receptions, 49 yards, 16.5 yard average. That 28-yard long gain. Now, that long gain that he had, did he hit his head? I don't know. That was like they put him in the tent. What the freaking tent's for? I guess you get hit in your head hard, and they're trying to look out for player safety. But, I mean, it's football, whatever. I'm not going to elaborate on that. But I thought Tre'Quan Smith came up huge. Michael Thomas is going to be a warrior. 10 catches, 89 yards, 9-yard average, a long gain of 19. I'm more disappointed in Jerry Cook, to tell you the truth. And we need more from Alvin Kamara, obviously. And when you look at it, Christian, he had 15 yards receiving and 45 yards rushing, 60 yards. No, he needs to be, when all said and done, always over 100 yards. That as a pass receiver and a running back. No, the bottom line is very humbling. I think the Rams kicked out butt. I mean, I don't want to say that. I can look at the officials, what happened in the first half. I thought our defense was keeping us in there, but we didn't have our quarterback. It'd be almost like when that occurred to Drew Brees, that Jared Goff would have hit his thumb against Cam Jordan. Mm-hmm. And then they go on with Blake Bortles. Who in the hell knows what's going to happen? So I think we were kind of snake bit, but I thought at the beginning our defense did enough to help us stay in the game and have a chance to win.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick at our new home for the point after, Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road near LaBar Road.
home of the two-foot challenge, and also home of the point after here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Jumping off into hour two here of the point after at our new home, Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road near LaBar Road. Size matters, and it's also the home of the two-foot challenge. Eric is over there taking the two-foot challenge right now. Seven minutes to take down a two-foot slice of pizza. He's got about 2.5 minutes remaining. Looking forward to that and not looking forward to the actual outcome of what happened today in Los Angeles. 27-9, the Saints fall to the Rams. To the phones we go, John and Gretna. What's going on, John?
Hey, you're John, what you got?
Hey, how are y'all doing?
All right.
Who dat? You know what I'm kind of aggravated about? Here we have three quarterbacks. Drew goes down, and then we have Bridgewater, and he's not anything special. And we got Hill. Why in the world would Sean Payton put Hill into the game as a wide receiver to get hurt? And if he was to have gotten hurt on a play,
it's football. No quarterback.
No, he's part of the game plan.
They get to utilize him.
The game plan is not Drew Brees getting hurt and getting
right.
knocked out of the game in the first quarter.
Right.
So why in the hell would he put him in the last two quarters of the game to play wide receiver?
Because Keith Kirkwood was a scratch after they turned in their inactives with a hamstring injury.
Yes.
Traquan Smith went down in the ball game. They were thin at wide receiver.
They didn't have enough receivers. That's why you got to have
an expanded,
who's the other you
gotta
have an expanded
have?
Roster. Okay, wait, slow your roll. You got to have an expanded roster. So you're not in this situation going forward with the new collective bargaining agreement. Listen,
I think you need to have 60 players.
Was that?
Who's our fourth quarterback? And that's my point.
Fourth quarterback? No team has a fourth quarterback. What are you talking about? A fourth quarterback? No team has that. Well, what? Fourth
exactly.
quarterback?
So why would you put him in as a wide receiver when he's
because
the
he's in the game plan. And we just told you Keith Kirkwood was injured. So was Traquan Smith. They didn't have anybody.
He's
John.
Active, so next man up, you just go play. And you can't play scared. When you want to play scared, you might get hurt.
If he can't be in the game.
Come
on. All right, so we've already got Drew Brees injured. You've got Bridgewater. What if he would have gotten injured? And then what would we do if he got injured?
Well,
that would be a bad roll of the dice
when you have limited roster spots. Who's active in the game?
John, thanks for the phone call.
It's just the way it is. You got to have good luck instead of bad luck. Who's available? Who's not available? When you consider that what came about and the receivers that are available, look at Traquan. He was having a great game. Then he's not available. Keith Kirkwood. What? He gets hurt in warm-up? How in the hell that happens? So then, okay, they know Christian. When you think about it, Taysom Hill knows receiver routes and what he has to do. So you put him there.
That's the logical way to go.
And you're trying to fight and get the job done. So, listen, that's any team because that's one thing the owners have to address that, to me, why not put 60 players in uniform ready to play? Just better football for the fans. If you have more players available, then you have more entertainment. Why limit that for the coaches? And you know why? Because they don't want to pay everybody. It's amazing. Greed kills. Greed kills no matter what level you're at. And that owners need to realize, look at the product and what you're putting on the field. So give more players an opportunity to have a job, and you've activate them ready to play.
I think that's coming in the next CBA.
Yes, yes. Come on, Chris. It's like common sense. I got so much freaking common sense, it's crazy. I mean, it is like crazy. How can you not activate more players because there's a better product on the field? And then maybe you don't have a case in point that, we might need Taysom at quarterback down the road, or what's going to happen, because you have enough receivers available.
We're at our new home for the point after, Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road near LaBar Road. Size matters. Did Eric get the two-foot challenge? Did he get done? Nah.
He's kind of leaning way back. Lean back. You know that song, Lean Back. He's like, he's taking a deep breath. I don't know. I know the pushback. He's like, I don't know. He's feeling it right now. He might raise the white flag. I still think he has a few minutes. He's trying to wash it down.
It's over.
Yeah,
he didn't make it.
God, he was so close.
A lot of courage, though.
He was so close, but so far, you know, when you look at it, God, it's amazing. Listen, Chris, could you be a professional eater?
No chance. We already witnessed this and went through this.
Yeah.
All right, the point after here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
I'm Mark Menard with your Miller Lite scoreboard, and if you're just checking in for the first time today and looking at your phone and wondering why Drew Brees was just 3 of 5 for 38 yards, well, you might want to sit down. Brees was knocked out of today's Saints tussle with the Rams after hitting his throwing hand on Aaron Donald's helmet, injuring his thumb. He's scheduled to see a hand specialist before the day is through. As for the rest of the Saints, well, Teddy Bridgewater came in relief. He went 17 of 30 for 165 yards. Alvin Kamara ran 13 times for 45 yards. Michael Thomas, 10 catches, 89 yards. You might be noticing a little something missing. Touchdowns. There were none. The Saints did not find the end zone today after the injury to Drew Brees. The Rams, however, had no trouble finding the end zone once the game got going. They end up beating the Saints 27-9 at the L.A. Coliseum. The Saints did find the end zone once thanks to Cam Jordan returning what should have been a fumble all the way back 85 yards for a score. The refs wiped that right off the scoreboard. After reviewing the play, they said the Saints did keep the ball from the fumble, but an inadvertent whistle had ruled it down on the field, and they could not give the Saints a touchdown. Momentum swung from there, and the Saints take the L. So now New Orleans drops to 1-1 on the season. The Rams improved to 2-0. Elsewhere in the league, the Niners came out of the blocks in Cincinnati today, dropping straight-up haymakers on the Bengals. Audio courtesy of the 49ers radio flagship KGO 810 San Francisco. Jimmy Garoppolo finished the day with 297 yards and 3 touchdowns as San Fran jumped out to a 2-0 start with a 41-17 win over the Bengals. Cincinnati drops to 0-2. A couple of early interceptions by Matthew Stafford, but the Lions would right the ship with Stafford finding Kenny Golladay from 31 yards out for the go-ahead score midway through the fourth. The Lions defense seals it with a late pick of Phillip Rivers, and Detroit gets their first win of the season. They move to 1-0-1. The Bolts are 1-1 on the year. 1 week after absolutely smoking the Browns, the Titans got brought back to earth in their home opener by the visiting Colts. Just 146 yards passing for Indy's Jacoby Brissett, but 3 touchdowns through the air as the Colts sneak out of Nashville with a 19-17 victory to move to 1-1. The humble Titans also now 1-1 on the season. If you're a Dolphins fan, this might be a historic year, but not exactly in the same way as that undefeated Super Bowl season. Just 2 weeks into 2019, Miami has given up over 100 points defensively as they follow up last week's 59-10 thrashing at the hands of the Ravens by welcoming Tom Brady and the Patriots into South Beach. And the Pats did feel very welcome as they ran roughshod for a 43-0 beatdown of the Fins. Antonio Brown had 56 receiving yards and a touchdown in his Patriots debut. New England is 2-0. Miami, not surprisingly, 0-2. The Packers jumped out to a 21-0 lead at Lambeau against the North rival Vikings, but Minnesota found their footing in the second quarter thanks to Dalvin Cook. That audio courtesy of KFAN and the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. The Pack would not score a single point past the first minute of the second quarter, but the Vikings just could not make up the 3-touchdown difference as Green Bay holds on for a 21-16 win to move to 2-0. Minnesota slips to 1-1. The Giants score the first touchdown of the day in their matchup with Buffalo, but they wouldn't score again until the fourth quarter. By then, the Bills were way out in front. Buffalo goes on to win 28-14 to move to 2-0. They're tied with the Patriots at the top of the AFC East. The Giants fall to 0-2. Drew Brees wasn't the only future Hall of Fame quarterback to leave early today, as the Steelers saw Ben Roethlisberger go down with an undisclosed arm injury. 2018 third-round pick Mason Rudolph got the first meaningful playing time of his NFL career. He tossed 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns but couldn't complete his first-ever fourth-quarter comeback as he gets outdueled by Russell Wilson. Wilson goes for 300 even and 3 touchdowns to lead the Seahawks to a 28-26 road win. Seattle is 2-0 for the first time since 2013, and they entertain the Saints a week from today. Pittsburgh now sits 0-2. Another high-scoring day for Dak Prescott with 269 yards and 3 touchdowns, while Ezekiel Elliott adds 111 yards and a score on the ground as the Cowboys win by 2 scores in our nation's capital, 31-21. Dallas moves to 2-0. Washington slips to 1-1. Washington slips to 0-2. Meanwhile, it wasn't as gaudy of a day for Baltimore's Lamar Jackson as last week in Miami, but Jackson's happy about the most important stat in football as he helps the Ravens to 2-0 with a 23-17 win over the visiting Cardinals. On the day, Jackson had 272 yards passing and 120 yards rushing with two passing touchdowns. Arizona, meanwhile, falls to 0-1-1. Number one overall pick Kyler Murray, 349 yards on the day. A low-scoring affair in Houston as the Texans stop a late Jaguars two-point conversion to preserve a 13-12 win. Houston now 1-1 while Jacksonville falls to 0-2. Reigning MVP Patrick Mahomes goes for 443 in the air and four touchdowns as he and the Chiefs drop some hard knocks on the Raiders, 28-10. Kansas City is 2-0. Oakland drops to 1-1. The Broncos looked like they'd hand Vic Fangio his first win as an NFL head coach when they found pay dirt on a touchdown and successful two-point conversion with just 31 seconds left in their matchup with the Bears. But Chicago's Mitchell Trubisky found Allen Robinson on a 25-yard catch that left 1 second on the clock, and kicker Eddie Pinheiro did the rest. Audio courtesy of WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM Chicago, the Bears snatched victory from the jaws of defeat and escaped Mile High Stadium with a 16-14 win to avoid an 0-2 start. Instead, Chicago is 1-1, and Denver now sits at 0-2. One game left on the schedule tonight, and it is underway in Atlanta, where the Falcons and the Philadelphia Eagles all knock it up at 3 apiece, 8-10 to play in the first half. Tomorrow night on Monday Night Football, Browns Jets. I'm Mark Menard with your Miller Lite scoreboard, and we'll be back with more of The Point After right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Our new home for The Point After here, 2565 Metairie Road, Fat Boys Pizza. Unfortunately, the Saints fall 27-9 in Los Angeles to the Rams. Scott Walker of Fat Boys Pizza joining us now. And Scott, tried to get you a W, but unfortunately the football gods were not smiling on the Saints.
Wait, Scott, didn't you think how the first half was going down? We have a great chance. Drew Brees is out of the game. Our defense is hanging in there. But it's almost like burst out bubble considering the officials' call and what happened right before halftime. But we were right there. And so I said, like, listen, I got so emotional. I was almost crying at halftime. I'm like, what the? You got to be freaking kidding me. How can this happen against the Saints? What? But then I slowed my roll, and I'm watching the game in the second half and what occurred. I look at the final score, so I'm not going to utilize that because I always look at what happens in the trenches. We did not win. So I give the Rams credit there, but – you know, it's all about momentum. We don't have our starting quarterback playing, but we were right there. And obviously we did not win considering what occurred in the Superdome to go to the Super Bowl.
And look, he's been an Iron Man for a long, long time. And look how many NFL quarterbacks have come and gone on every team since Drew Brees went on this run with the Saints. It was going to catch up with him eventually, and you hate to see it happen now like this. It's unfortunate, but he had a really long run, and the Saints were extremely lucky that he stayed upright as long as he did. What, he never left a game with an injury
He's only missed one game since being a Saint, one game total.
And he's never left a game in progress to never return.
No. Well, he's missed a series here or there, or a play here or there, but never.
Right, but he's come back.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing is when I saw him, we were listening to the radio, WWL, we listening to what Zach and Deuce is saying. Then I'm watching on TV, and I'm watching him trying to hold a football. And Christian, I said, whoa. I've been there, like, not maybe to that extent with a thumb injury, but I've seen him trying to grab a football and to squeeze it, what it takes to throw it. And then Christian, he just dropped it and walked away. It was not like he wasn't gripping it. I was like, whoa. I said, when I witnessed that, I go, that's not good. I said, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer or to be negative. I just knew that was not good when I saw that.
Scott, we're extremely happy about being the new home here, our new home for The Point After Fat Boys Pizza. We love the atmosphere. Thanks for having us all year long.
This is great. It's great to have you guys here. And I know after home games, it'll be particularly easy for people to just jet down airline and come down LaBar to Metairie Road and come have some pizza after the game if they don't blow all their money at the Superdome.
Yeah,
save
yeah.
a few dollars to come for a couple of beers after the game here and come in with the Saints jersey, get that free 12-ounce draft beer. I know Gabe Corciani, the owner here, is extremely excited about having you guys here for all these point after shows and making and continuing the great tradition that we've talked about before of this show through so many iterations over the years.
Well, I'm just looking at the highlight, Cam Jarn. Listen, that is a big feather. Look at Sean Payton is freaking out.
He let the refs have it for a long time after that call.
You got to be kidding me, because that was the touchdown by Cam Jarn. You cannot have that. I'm not saying the Saints were going to win. I don't know, but going into halftime, we have the momentum and all that. I mean, that is unbelievable. I'm like scooter officials. I am like so anti-NFL. How can you justify this?
Well, I don't know how you blow that play dead. I was screaming
on
the sofa.
Don't blow it dead.
You never blow that dead.
Not to.
Right. See, you never blow that dead.
That's the key.
Because it's going to be reviewed anyway.
You do yes.
You never blow that dead.
Scott, you're a genius.
And I'm not a ref. But I know you don't blow that dead.
No. You don't blow that dead. You let itself.
And then it's a touchdown. It stands and all is good.
Listen, you let the play play itself out. And then it's like, oh, no, that's really an incomplete pass. Because he was in control of the ball. But when he left his hand, no. Then the touchdown stands. Okay, we got the turnover, but we didn't get a touchdown. Scoop and score, pick six. That is monumental whether you win an NFL or not.
And look, on the replay, you can see how the ref might have thought it was a forward pass and it was incomplete because of the way it was tipped and
Jared
came out.
Goff's hands going
but
far.
But you still don't blow it dead.
He didn't possess
the
ball.
The mandate from the league is to let it play out. Right?
Yes.
Let it be a fumble because you know you're going to review it. All turnovers are reviewed. And then ultimately it'll be affirmed on the replay. And then you're not taking points off the board.
All the official has to do is let the play itself out. And Chris, you know what it's going to be? Because if all of a sudden, if they let it play itself out, they'll say incomplete pass.
Right.
They go, he possessed the ball, it was incomplete. Instead of the Saints, because the ball bounced. Right, Cam Jordan, that was unbelievable.
And you saw
the bounce, the scoop and score. Yeah.
And you saw the real incomplete pass. A few series later, there was a forward pass that was tipped and incomplete, and they blew it dead, and it was over, and it was obvious.
Yeah,
not like the other one.
That official needs to get a demerit. I don't know how you grade that guy, but he should not be doing.
Well, where's the accountability? That's what
I've been preaching that since Friday.
Where is the accountability with any of this?
I've been talking about this since Friday.
Three straight games with the Saints where it's been abysmal. And where is the accountability?
I mean, there is none, and that's the issue. That's where fans, not just Saints fans, football fans, NFL fans should have an issue. The NFL has an officiating crisis. They just do. And they're just going to go issue
an
apology. every week, Al Riveron's meeting with the official there is meeting with a member of the pool reporter explaining some gap that the officials had.
The only reason that I could see, and they said, man, you're just a Saints homer. because the NFL got so much money invested in the Rams being relevant and considering the billion-dollar stadium that they're going to build. Christian, that stadium in Los Angeles is going to be unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You look all glass. I mean, that stadium is going to be like Disneyland, Disney World going forward with the Rams. So they want the Rams to be relevant. I'm not saying they're influencing that official, but it just looks shady. It just looks like, come on, dude. Swallow your whistle, don't blow it. Let the play itself out. Don't blow the whistle, and then you review it and say no, that was a complete pass. But you cannot stop it where the Saints don't get a touchdown out of that play.
And what's incredible is you've got more technology than you've ever had too to make this stuff right.
Right,
and you're still screwing up week after week.
Scott, tell me about the 2-foot challenge.
Oh, you saw some of it over here a little while ago, and you saw Joey Chestnut knock it out a few weeks ago.
But he's a professional eater.
Right, but mere mortals have a hard time with it. You have 7 minutes to eat a 2-foot slice, 7 minutes or less, and Joey Chestnut still holds the record. But the poor guy who was here earlier,
he tried.
He threw in the white towel, the white flag about a minute to go, and he couldn't finish it. And then he saw his way out right after that.
So close,
it's tough.
So
close, but so far, and it is harder than it looks. Some people say, I can do that, and then you come in and do it. It's tough. It's tough to do. I haven't attempted it, but I've watched it, and I've seen the good techniques and the bad techniques. And there is a method to it, to do it in 7 minutes or less.
The only thing, if I could be a coach, you want to be starving and you want to hydrate.
You want to be hydrated.
A lot of water. Yeah, a, key.
A lot of water.
Thomas Morstead did it once. And he came very close to finishing, but he didn't finish.
He's so close.
Yes. He came
Thomas
very close.
Morstead is a machine. Yeah. Right.
Scott Walker, Fat Boys Pizza, thanks again for having us each and every football game. We're excited to be the new
point
after. It's going to
be a great season, guys. It'll be a great season. Stay positive.
Okay.
I want to get the results of that thumb injury for Drew Brees before I'm sitting here saying stay positive.
Taysom time.
Well, Taysom Hill. It's like, okay, listen, Taysom. Bottom line, you got to win the game. That's the, you know.
All right, here we go.
Taysom time. Ooh,
our new home for the point after. Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road near LeVar Road. It's the point after here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Excited to be at our new home for the point after. Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road near LeVar Road. The Saints unfortunately falling in week two to the Los Angeles Rams, 27-9. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Hector in Metairie. What's going on, Hector? You're on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Yeah, hey, guys. I just wanted to point out a couple of things. After the last first call that you took, just want to point out that Taysom Hill just doesn't play wide receiver or quarterback. He does running back. He also plays special teams.
Right. Yeah,
so,
he does
a lot. At any moment, whether Drew Brees got injured or not, he could have been injured just because of he's in the game plan for whatever he's doing.
Right.
I don't think people realize that. You know, and with that said, and listening to what Sean Payton was saying by making sure that the right people are on the field, now that we're down to just Teddy Bridgewater and Taysom Hill and the way we're using Taysom Hill, are you expecting maybe, depending on Drew Brees' injury analysis, to sign another quarterback to back up Teddy Bridgewater so it could use Taysom Hill in the way we're using him now?
No. I would say – if Drew Brees cannot go, they would utilize more Taysom Hill to get ready at quarterback. I'm not saying they wouldn't give him a play now and then in the offense, but I think Taysom Hill would be practiced more as a quarterback if Drew Brees cannot go.
In regards to wide receiver, since we're down, I mean, depending on how Tre'Quan Smith is and Kirkwood, which I'm kind of surprised, are you expecting to see any signings on wide receivers?
No,
they've got two guys on their
practice squad. They would bring up an individual from the practice squad on the active roster if somebody could not go.
Hector, I could.
Hector, if they could not go, they would bring him a practice squad. But they ain't bringing nobody in from some other team or somebody out there because they got to know the offense. And all they would bring somebody that's been there, OTAs, minicamp, training camp, and practice squad.
I could see them adding a quarterback to the practice squad to run scout team.
No, without a doubt. Yeah, but I think if Drew Brees cannot go, they would go with Teddy Bridgewater, see what you could do against the Seahawks, and then it's like a week-to-week thing. It's all about production. Whatever you do for the league, you got to get it done. And I think that would be the combination if Drew cannot go. It would be Teddy Bridgewater and Taysom Hill at the quarterback position. And if we don't have enough receivers – because of injury, I think that's when you activate receivers from the practice squad.
Last thing, until the offense gets back on track, which I hope it will, it looks like we're going to have to rely on the defense a lot more than than in the past. And the thing that concerns me is that Lattimore, who's supposed to be our shutdown corner, he's just getting whipped left and right, and I'm not too impressed with Marcus Davenport. I mean, he got a sack, but that was more when the game was in hand by the Rams. But I don't see him being the disruptive first round pick that we expect him to be.
I mean, I'm looking at Lattimore. No passes defended. He ended up with 5 tackles, 2 unassisted. I mean, who you think won that battle with Cooper Kupp? I mean, I'm looking at, Kupp.
Hector, thanks for the phone call, by the way.
5 receptions, 120 yards, 24-yard average. I'm not saying he's going always against Lattimore because I look at Eli Apple. Right now, listen, the bottom line is last season, our secondary Can I say this? I guess they sucked overall, considering when they're in the bottom four, when you rank 27th. We gave up a quarterback rating of 100.5 every game. I'm looking at Jared Goff. Okay. I don't know. It didn't seem like Jared Goff was that special, but he still had a quarterback of 112.5 versus Bridgewater 72 quarterback rating. So, I mean, it's all relative. I still don't think that on the back end that we have enough playmakers that it doesn't matter how the pass rush is that we're going to shut things down. That whether it's Eli Apple or whether it's Lattimore, whoever it might be.
I'm still trying to.
I mean, I'm a Von Bell fan and all, but okay, do you say, I'm not saying, come on, look at Ed Reed or whoever. You look at Weddle. You look at that guy, what he's done in a Ravens uniform, and now he's been with the Chargers, and now he's with the Rams. That guy has put skins on the wall, Pro Bowl, All Pro. Do we have that kind of individual in the back end?
No.
No. I mean, I hope we do, but I haven't seen enough on the field to get that established, to get that done.
Hector, thanks for the phone call. We'll step away and come back here. It's the Point After, our new home at Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road. This is the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back here on the Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road near LeBar Road. I'm going to talk to Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert into doing that two-foot challenge at some point this year.
Two-foot challenge.
JoJo's over there. No, don't do that.
I maybe can eat 1 foot. I don't know about 2 feet. No, I like pizza. You don't like pizza, Christian?
I wonder if they would work out a deal with us where, like, if you eat a foot and I eat a foot in 7 minutes, if it would still count.
Like a combo?
Yeah. Where's Gabe? Where's Scott? We can maybe get that
okay,
done.
I'm going to have to come here, like, starving. And then I know the one thing I would try and wash it down, drink a lot of water. I just know because I do not want to be like, oh, God, I think I'm going to throw up now. No, I think it's like, I would drink a bunch of water to wash it down and try and do that. Now, if I'm hungry, I mean, I think I can eat a foot. I mean, my wife will tell you that that I can eat a lot, but to eat the challenge, that is a big challenge.
All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Eric in Slidell. Go ahead, Eric. You're on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Hey,
Eric, what you got?
What's up, Bobby? So one thing that concerns me is the loss of Mark Ingram the two games or whatever, and seeing how he's having such a great season so far with the Ravens.
Right.
I don't see Alvin Kamara as the every down back. Is that a problem for us? And
well,
has that been a problem for us the past two games, Bobby?
No, listen. That is a great point. I look at Mark Ingram. I look with Saints fans, the Who Dat Nation, what we've witnessed as of late. You get kind of spalled. Now, you look old school Deuce McAllister, but I'm looking at Pierre Thomas. Then beyond that, with Kyrie Robinson and Chris Ivory along with Mark Ingram, hell no. We ain't got that kind of running back. We ain't got that ground and pound. We don't have that.
That's what worries me as a fan, though, Bobby.
I agree.
Do you see any way that we can come from this in week two? Do you see anybody on a practice squad or somebody we can just bring up?
No, we don't.
It doesn't work that way.
So we have to work what we got.
Who, Christian? Who? No, we don't have nobody.
Right. No, I said it doesn't work that way. Like, if he was on if he was better than the two running backs we are, Latavius Murray, that the Saints have on the roster, he'd be on the active roster and starting ahead of Latavius Murray.
I agree with you guys.
We do not have that, and I'm telling you, to average when you consider 2.9 yards a game on 20 carries, 57 yards. I mean, were we playing the Bears? We playing the best run defenses. I mean, the Rams are legit. I'm not saying.
We lost to a good team today without our star quarterback. But
the thing is, the Rams aren't gangbusters. as far as stopping the run. I'm looking at the Rams' defense. I don't know. They were 23rd in the league, giving up 122.5 yards a game rushing. And what did we get? 57? What? Right now, that tells me we can't freaking run the ball. Listen, I ain't hating on nobody.
I agree with you.
Everyone loves to flash and dash Alvin Kamara. But I'm talking about freaking, I'm like punching my fist. Smash mouth. And I'm talking about old school Kari Robinson. Think about this.
Chris Ivory, Thomas.
Mark Ingram, we don't have that right now. Listen, I'm
all right, one more comment. I'll let you guys go. One more comment. Let's put Lil Jordan Humphrey on the active roster.
He might be.
Go ahead.
Listen.
Emmanuel Butler will go on the active roster before Lil Jordan Humphrey will.
Emmanuel, Christian, great point. I think if all of a sudden Taysom Hill is more, because of Drew Brees' injury, more recounting him at quarterback, that Butler would be ahead of Lil Jordan Humphreys to be a receiver, because we need Taysom Hill to be more of a quarterback.
Eric and Slidell, thanks for the phone call. We'll step away and come back from Fat Boys Pizza, our new home for the Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back here at the Point After, Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road near LeBar Road, our new home for the Point After, Fat Boys Pizza. Well, before we push out of here, I want to thank Gabe and Scott and the entire staff here at Fat Boys Pizza. You guys are great. You've been great to us, and we're looking forward to being here after Saints games. Dominic Mitchum, our on-site engineer, Mark Menard back at Master Control, and Diane Newman, our executive producer and program director. And, Bobby, as you look at the prospect, the possibility of Drew Brees missing extended time, if that thumb injury is significant, are you confident that Teddy Bridgewater is the guy to lead you through two or three, four games?
I mean, I hope so. I don't know. You go week to week. All I know is after the first four games, I look at strength of schedule. We got to be 2-2. So if we win at Seattle, we don't have to beat Dallas. If we don't win at Seattle, then you got to beat Dallas. I mean, we playing a playoff scenario to kick off this season in September before the playoffs.
Yeah.
Christian, I still think because of the quality team that we have and the trust in Sean Payton and the game plan and all where we're at, that we got to be 2-2. I hope we 3-1 because we lost this game. Now, can you overtake the Seahawks on the road? It'll be way more hostile environment in Seattle than it was in Los Angeles. But I think the Rams are a better team than Seattle. So you look at, like, okay, environment, man-to-man, who's going to win? And then Dallas is playing well. The Cowgirls are a good team. Can we overtake Dallas? I mean, who knows in the Dome? I hope we do.
Even with Drew, that was going to be a tough matchup.
Christian, with Drew, I could tell you right now that I hope we were 2-2.
Right.
To beat Seattle and Dallas. So I do not know what's going to happen, but no matter who's at the helm, can you be 2-2 after four games with Tampa Bay next on the schedule?
That's a wrap for the Point After here at Fat Boys Pizza. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Semper Fi, I'm out. Bobby, do your thing, man.
All right. Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Hootat!
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.